for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shots this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shots so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. A bill that would codify a definition of anti-Semitism in Wisconsin law was the subject of a hearing at the Capitol on Wednesday. Republican Representative Ron Tussler is among the bill's authors.
It's a definition. This bill does not create a new crime. It doesn't create a hate enhancer. It just defines what is and what is not anti-Semitism.
It would require state and local governments use a definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance that's been adopted by 36 other states. Hannah Rosenthal, a former U.S. State Department official from Milwaukee, testified against the bill.
Not a single jurisdiction that has adopted the IRA definition has seen any decline in anti-Semitic incidences.
Rosenthal expressed concerns over freedom of speech and academic freedom, which were echoed by other speakers during the hearing before the Assembly Committee on State Affairs, which lasted more than 6 hours. Schreiber Foods has announced that its board of directors has selected Trevor Farrell as the company's next president, effective January 1st. A longtime Schreiber partner, Farrell succeeds Ron Dunford, who is retiring after leading the company through a period of growth and transformation. Dunford will continue as CEO until the end of Schreiber's fiscal year on September 30th, 2026. At that time, Farrell will become president and CEO, and Dunford will take over the role of board chair. Farrell has held several key leadership roles within the company, most recently serving as executive, vice president, and president, U.S. Throughout the time at Schreiber, he's been known for building strong teams, inspiring trust, driving growth, and championship values. The board also expressed its appreciation for Dunford, who has served as president and CEO since 2019. Under his leadership, Schreiber expanded its global presence, strengthened its culture, and delivered record performance, all while doing good through food around the world. A smooth transition is now underway, with Farrell and Dunford beginning a year-long collaboration to ensure continuity and momentum. Schreiber is a global leader in customer brand cream cheese, natural cheese, processed cheese, beverages, and yogurt, with more than 10,000 employees across 5 continents, generating more than $7.5 billion in annual sales. Schreiber partners with retailers, restaurants, distributors, and food manufacturers around the globe. A new bill could bring online sports betting to Wisconsinites statewide. Wisconsin is one of 39 states that allow some sort of sports betting, but under the state constitution, it can only happen on tribal lands. The bipartisan bill would use what legislatures call a hub-and-spoke model, where the gambling servers are located on tribal lands, but users with online devices could be located anywhere else in the state. Under the legislation, tribal casinos would have to launch their own gambling apps or websites for people to use. The Oneida Nation was the first to offer sports betting in Wisconsin at its main casino near Green Bay in 2022. And Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee opened its on-site sportsbook back in May of 2024. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a car started on fire following a crash Monday afternoon at around 1. Gregory Strawn, 42, of Arizona, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when the vehicle touched the gravel shoulder and he was unable to correct back onto the paved lane of travel. The vehicle then entered the northeast ditch line, where it encountered a rocky embankment before overturning and coming to rest on its roof. Strawn was able to crawl out of the vehicle while passing traffic called to report the accident. Strawn's vehicle then started on fire. The vehicle burnt extensively before the Richland Fire Department could get the fire under control. No apparent injuries were reported as a result of this incident. With many recent data breach announcements from all types of industries, it's become clear how common data breaches are these days. The Better Business Bureau has tips for consumers to protect personal information and reduce identity theft risks. This is important whether you're a customer or the affected company or not. Companies collect more customer data than ever before. They save payment methods, passwords, addresses, and other information. This allows people to save time, ensure bills are paid on time, and budget effectively. However, it also increases the risk of identity theft. Consumers must take extra care to protect their personally identifiable information. Thieves want access to that information, and they may target companies with malware or exploit weaknesses in digital security measures. Once they steal the information, these bad actors sell it on the dark web or use it in their own fraud schemes. No two data breaches are the same, and each incident can expose unique information. Consumers affected by a breach may be at increased risk for identity theft. Thieves may use stolen information to fraudulently apply for credit, unemployment benefits, and more. In some cases, consumers' financial accounts may be accessible to thieves. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.